Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, on the 14th line, Tani Rabbi Eliezer. Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kashem Shashchita, Doicha Shabbos, Kach Mashir Shchita, Doicha Nesa Shabbos. The Baiser says from Rabbi Eliezer that just like Shchita, the Doicha Shabbos overrides Shabbos, so the Machshirim of Shchita are Doicha Shabbos. Amud Rabbi Kiva, לא יאמר בשחיטה שיהיה אפשר לעשות מערב שבת. תאמין במכשיר שחיטה שיהיה אפשר לעשות מערב שבת. וכיבה said no, if you say that שחיטה, which cannot be done on ערב שבת, overrides שבת, you cannot learn to מכשיר שחיטה that could have been done before שבת. מה לי מכשיר שחיטה לפני שחיטה? מה לי מכשיר שחיטה לאחר שחיטה? אמלוי ובלזה אמור את ציבור יכיחו שיוכל לעשות מערב שבת ודרך נעשה שבת. Rabbi Eliezer said that emurim, the limbs that are burnt on the mizbeach of korbanos, of public korbanos, disprove this because one could burn them on erev Shabbos, and if he did not, they override Shabbos. What's the difference between machshir shchita before shchita and machshir shchita after shchita? Amaloi Rekiva, Mali machshir shchita lach shchita shekvar dachas shchita es haShabbos yitru machshir shchita lifnei shchita sheadayin ledachas shchita es haShabbos. Akiva said you cannot learn from machshir shchita after shchita because shchita was already doicha Shabbos overrode Shabbos. Machshir shchita before shchita should they be doicha? Shchita wasn't yet done. Davar acher shema yimsa hazevach pasul v'nimsa doicha Shabbos b'lo shchita. Also, perhaps the animal we found to be pasul, and it turns out that one overrode Shabbos without shechita. Kapitinuk ma islach. What can you say about the baby to be circumcised? Pasul doesn't apply. Shema yechle atinuk v'nimsa doicha Shabbos b'lo milia. No, because perhaps the baby will get sick and the milia will be postponed, and it turns out that one overrode Shabbos without milia. At even haway mizbeach. Shenofal b'Shabbos, haray einoy roya livnois b'Shabbos. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that machshir shchita after shchita overrides Shabbos, if the mizbeach fell on Shabbos after shchita, the shchita of the psachim, before zrika, he should permit rebuilding it. Isn't it possible to build it on Shabbos? Certainly it is. Min mizbeach roya livnois mes. The answer is, in other cases, it's proper to build a mizbeach before Shabbos, which is unlike HaKtor, which cannot be done, burning up of the limbs cannot be done beforehand. So the source is a question. Think about it. If one became Tomei Meis and his seventh day was on the 14th of Nisan that fell on Shabbos, why does the Bekiva forbid the sprinkling of the Parah Adumah? It couldn't be done before Shabbos. Min hazoya ru'uya lazois mes. Well, the answer is in other cases, it's proper to do hazoya before Shabbos. Likewise, he forbids building a mizbeach on Shabbos because in other cases, it could be built before Shabbos.
And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's halacha base. Oisim kol sochi mila ma'ilim upayu amaitzim v'nusin alea aspalanis v'kamayin. One may do all needs of mila on Shabbos, cutting the foreskin, priya, which is exposing the mila, sucking out the blood, as it's dangerous not to do so, putting on a bandage and putting on cumin. If one did not grind the cumin before Shabbos, one chews it with his teeth and puts it on. If one did not mix in wine and oil, which is used to heal, before Shabbos, each is put by itself. One may not make a cloak for the Aver, which is a piece of cloth with a hole for the crown to go through. The cloth covers the Aver and prevents the skin pull back from returning. But one may wrap a rag around it. If one did not prepare it before Shabbos, one may wrap it on his finger and bring it even from a different chotzer. The Gemara says, Himol Yamol, Mikan Lishnei Milois Achas Lemila V'Achas Lepriya, Achas Lemila V'Achas Letzitzin. The Gemara says, quoting from the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Himol Yimol, this double wording of circumcised teaches about two milois, both circumcision and priya are the same. They're both Deicha Shabbos, they both override Shabbos. Mila and strands that Ma'amake, which these strands of skin that has to be removed, are the same. Ad kadein kabi hikiva do am lashoynes vibuyim hein. Kubishmol do ama lashoynes kfulois hein atero dibra. She say kadaoko. Aloich halachta. Nechsef nechsefta. Venal gonavti minale. But now this is like Rabbi Akiva, who says that double expressions are inclusions, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, who does not expound double expressions because the Torah speaks in its style, means the way people do, such as we find halich halachta, nichsef nichsafta, gunav gunavti, then what is Rabbi Shmuel's source? I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, oz omma chasan domim lemulois. Mikan leshnei milois, achas lemile v'achas lepriya, achas lemile v'achas lesitzin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, we learn it from the Pasuk in Shmoyth Perek Dalad, Pasuk Chav Vav. Then she said, he's a chosan of blood, la mulois, which is plural, teaching about two milois, circumcision and priya the same, mila and the strands are the same. Rav amal himo yimol, mikan lenoilad, kashu mohu, shetzarach latif min adambris. Rav says that the phrase that we had before, Breshus Shedzayim, Pasuk Yud Gimel, himol yimol, this double wording teaches that if one was born circumcised, means without a foreskin, you must extract from that place a drop of blood for the bris. Yimol yimol, mikan liyisol, oel, shula yimol, vein sachloima, akum oel. Yimol yimol means one who is circumcised will circumcise, teaching that an oel, an uncircumcised yisol, may not circumcise others, and there's no need to say that a Gentile oel, uncircumcised person, may not circumcise. Amrav Levi, ksiv v'ata es bisi tishmo, Kol Keyotzebach. Rav Levi says it's written in the Pasuk in Reishis Yezayim Pasuk Tes, you will guard that my bris, my covenant, everyone like you, meaning a ben bris, will circumcise you. Tani Yisol Mol Es Akusi V'Kusi Eina Mol Es Yisol Mipnei Shem Miskaven L'Shem Ha'Grizim Divri Rav Yudin. Rav Yudin says that a Yisol may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise Yisol because the Kusi intends for his idolatry and Hagwizim. Amrav Yosi, Chayhecha Matzina Shemila Sicha Kavana, Yei Mal Vahoylech, Lashem Hagwizim, Achutei Sinafshe. Rav Yosi says, where do we find that Mila needs intent? Let him circumcise even for the sake of Hagwizim until he dies and the Mila is still kosher. Amashuch La Yimol, Shla Yovel Edei Sakona, Rav Yosi says that a Mashuch, which is after Mila skin was stretched to cover the crown, does not circumcise lest he come to danger of castration. Amaloi Rabbi Yosi, Haba Mashuchim Hayo B'Yemei Ben Kuziva, Ukulon Molu B'Chayu, V'Yilidu Bonim U'Vonais, and she say, V'Aime Esbisi Hafer L'Rabois HaMashuch. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Yehuda, there were many Mashuchim in the days of Bar Kuziva. Romans forcibly did so to Yisraelim in Beitar. Later, Bar Kuziva repelled them, and all circumcised and lived, and fathered sons and daughters. And it says, Esbisi Hafer, to include a Mashuch. Amashoch, Ushanoilad Mohu, Vagir Shinizkayak, Shu Mohu, Sachlatif Mimin, Dambus. In Mashoch, one born circumcised, and one who converted when he was already circumcised, he must extract in that place a drop of blood for the bris. Tani, Amrav Shimon ben Elazar, Lenechaku, Beshame, Beisil, Al Shanoil, Al Hanoilad Mohu, Shif Sachlatif Mimin, Dambus, Shihi, Ola, Kavusha. The Vaisa says from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that Beshame, Beisil, do not argue about one who was born circumcised, that one must extract a drop of dambris, because it's covered, it's a covered ola. Aman nechaku al she nisgaye mohu, de veshame oimer, she serach latif minu dambris, veshil laimim ina serach latif minu dambris. They argue about one who converted circumcised. Veshame says that we must extract a drop of dambris, veshil says we do not need to extract the dambris. We should say now, Rav Lazar, Benoisha, Rav Lazar Kvar, Vayim Lenechaku Beisham Beisidol, Al Zev, Al Zev, Shitzach Latish Menu, Dam Bris. The correct guess. So Rav Lazar, the son of Rav Kvar, says, Beisham Beisidol do not argue about this or this, means a baby born circumcised or one who converted circumcised, and all agree that he needs a Tavas Dam Bris. We should now say, Al Malechaku, Al Shunaylad, Mahu Beshabbos, Shibesham Oimim, Sarach Latish Menu, Dam Bris, Beshabbos, Beisidol Oimim, Enoi Tzorech. They argue about a baby born circumcised on Shabbos. Beishama say that he needs Hatafas Dambris on the next Shabbos. And Beishama say it is not done on, but rather it's done the following day on the Sunday. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman Moshem Rav Yehoshua Halacha Kedivrei HaTalmid. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman quoting Rav Yehoshua said that the Halacha follows the Talmud, which is the blood of the son of Blazar Kvar. Asa Uvda Koimei Rav, Shisei Omar, The case occurred in front of Rav. He said, since our Mishnah says for its cover and a covered Ola, it teaches that he is a Vaday Oel. He's certainly uncircumcised, and we override Shabbos to him to extract the drop of Dambris. Rehavo says we don't override Shabbos for him and must extract the drop of Dambris on a weekday. A son was born circumcised to Rav Ba'Ava. He was handling him to extract a drop of Dambris, and the baby died. Rav Avin said he became a Pursu Daka, which means he became castrated and forbidden to marry Basiso. Rav Ada fasted for him to be cured, but he wasn't answered, and he died. Rabban of Kisan said he became a Kos Shafra, which is another type of castration. He fasted for him and he died. Virchon bar Maria boy yisavu namatan mahu lachzol la'awis aleihem milamanam. Virchon bar Maria asked that if before Shabbos wine and oil were mixed below, means but not so well, may one return to pour more wine and oil on them from above? I think one does not answer this question.